the rite and hymns of the raising of the incense, and liturgy during the month of Kiev. During the blessed month of Kiev, the Church prepares for celebrating the Feast of the Nativity. Because of its spiritual significance, the Church chose to draw on numerous hymns for use in worship throughout the month, in anticipation for the manifestation of the Lord of mankind. It is the month in which the Church prepares for the arrival of the second hypostasis of the Holy Trinity, who took our weak form to save us from Satan's bondage and eternal death. In the month of Kiev, we also commemorate the Virgin Mary, because through her the Lord took flesh and united with it. For this reason, some refer to Kiev as the month of the Virgin. It is worth noting that in the past, the Coptic Church observed the Advent fast during the month of Kiev only. This is well documented by Shemsa Reyesa Abul Barakat, a 14th century priest and church rites historian who served the Church of the Virgin Mary, also known as the Mu'alla'a, which at the time was also the papal residence. Father Shemsa Reyesa, also known as Ibn Kabar, stated that during his time, the churches in Upper Egypt were still observing the Advent fast during the month of Kiev only. Originally, the hymns of Kiev and the Advent fast were considered one and the same, in that the hymn of the Advent fast were only chanted during the month of Kiev. Later on, the Church considered it more appropriate to extend the Advent fast to 40 days as opposed to limiting it to Kiev, since the number 40 had some biblical and spiritual significance. For example, Moses fasted 40 days prior to receiving the Word of God, which were the Ten Commandments. Another example was Elijah, who fasted 40 days before speaking to God. Also, the Lord fasted 40 days after being baptized in the River Jordan. For this reason, the Church extended the Advent fast to 40 days in preparation for the coming of the Word of God in the flesh. An additional 3 days were later added to the beginning of the Advent fast, thereby extending its duration to a total of 43 days. These were added to commemorate the 3 days in which the Church fasted prior to the moving of the Mu'attam Mountain. Through the prayers of St. Simon the Tanner and the entire congregation of the Church, the lives of Copts were saved. With regard to the Church readings, first, in the event that the month of Kiev does not have 4 Sundays prior to the Nativity Paramun, then the readings of the last Sunday of Hathor are replaced with those of the first Sunday of Kiev. Secondly, if the Nativity Paramun exceeds 1 day, the readings of the Paramun are repeated each day, even if one of those days falls on a Sunday. Third, if the Feast of the Nativity falls on the 28th of Kiev instead of the 29th, then the Church uses the readings of the 29th of Kiev, since the 29th is the actual day of the feast. The readings are repeated on the 29th, even if the 29th fell on a Sunday. In addition to this, if the Paramun falls on the 27th of Kiev, then the readings for the 28th are read instead. It is also worth mentioning that if the 30th of Kiev falls on a Sunday, then the readings specific for the day should be read, and not the ones attributed to the 5th Sunday of Kiev, since those readings are repeated from the 4th Sunday and would therefore be inappropriate for the 2nd day of the Feast of the Nativity. The rite of the raising of the incense, as well as that of the liturgy during the month of Kiev, are very similar to those followed during the annual days, with the exception of the hymns and some responses that are specific to Kiev. In the raising of the incense, the verses specific to the month of Kiev are chanted in the verses of the symbols. The doxologies specific to Kiev are also chanted. In addition, the reading of the psalm is chanted in the Kiev tune. With regard to the liturgies during the month of Kiev, it is worth noting that during the weekdays, the congregation prays the 3rd, 6th, and 9th hours, followed by the hymns Alleluia, Jeif Mevi, and Tishori. On Saturdays and Sundays, however, the prayers are limited to the third and sixth hours only, followed by the hymns Alleluia, Phi Pepi, and Tai Shori. During the fraction, the priest will recite that which is specific to the Feast of the Nativity, and during the distribution of the mysteries, Psalm 150 is chanted in the Kyak tune. After this, the hymn Ifemef Jagar is chanted if the liturgy is prayed on a Sunday. Otherwise, the hymn Ti Parthenos is chanted instead. If time permits, additional chants specific to the month of Kyak can be chanted afterwards. The liturgy is then concluded with the canon specific to Kyak. May the blessings of this month be with us, and glory and honor be to God forever. Amen.